mashma telling me now they burnt it in a kli sharis. Is that true? You don't burn it in a kli sharis. You pour it on top of the yesh, on top of the mizbeach. So Gemara answers, El Eimer, rather say like this. It means, ma'aleyo b'kli sharis li haktiroi. It means you carry it up to the mizbeach in the kli sharis in order to burn it there. But when you burn it on top of the mizbeach, it's not in the kli sharis anymore. Of course, then you pour it off onto the yishim, onto the fire that's burning there. All right, another. Then the Gemara Mishnah says, "Umolchay." Now, when you're on top of the mizbeach and you have it in the klisharos there, right before you burn it, you put salt into the mincha. V'loisna agavi ishim, and then we put this mincha on top of the fire. Tefsir, the pasuk says, "V'chol korban minchoscha ba melech timlech." Any korban of mincha you bring, even a mincha, also has to have salt. Salt has to be there. That's the bris of melech. Taita korav hakoymitz. Once the kohen burnt the kemitz of this handful, shireha necholim, then the leftover flour is mutta, the kohanim are allowed to eat it. And minoan, how do we know this? The pasuk says, v'hikter ha-kohen es askerosa, that first the kohen has to burn his askerosa, his what he took out, his kemitzah, and then the pasuk says, v'yahanoiseres mina mincha, what's left over from the mincha, li'aron ulibonav. Then it goes down on the children, any zichre kun, any zocher from a kohen is allowed to eat the leftover of the mincha. It's kodesh hakadoshim, it has to be eaten inside the mizbeach, inside the beis hamikdash in the azara. Korav hakoimitz, lemar kedi yislei, or lemar kedi yislei. Each one the way it is. So Rashi says, korav hakoimitz tiktoni demati shirayim bachilo, that's what the Mishnah says, after you burn the kemitzah, then the shirayim left over you're allowed to eat. What's called that the kemitzah is called burnt? How much of it has to be burnt up? This is the machlokes. The Yitmar, we learn about this, the Gemara says, ha-kemitz, that after the kohen took the kemitzah and put it on the mizbech and is burning it. When exactly is it chal the heter that the kohanim now can start eating the leftover part of the mincha? How much burning has to be done to this kemitzah, to this handful of the flour and oil, and the levaina? So Rabbi Chanina Waima Mishatish Loid Boyor. As long as the fire grabbed a hold of it, doesn't have to eat it up, but as long as tishlot means the fire caught onto it, it caught onto fire, then it becomes mutter right away. Rabbi Yechna Nama, no, not yet. But Mishatatzis or Berubai. When the fire catches on to Rav, when Rav of the Kemitzah is caught on to fire, that's when it becomes Mutta. But before Rav of it, the majority of it is caught on to fire, it doesn't become Mutta. And the first one holds no, so as long as the fire grabbed caught onto it, right away it becomes Mutta. So that's the Machlokes. How far does the fire have to grab hold to make the Kitcharayim Mutta Bachila? Then it says, the Rishoyim HaKhanim, Litem L'Toychen, Yayin Hashem L'Dvash. When the Khanim go to eat their Shirayim, they could eat it whatever, however they like. They could put wine, shemen, honey. My time, what's the reason? All my crocus, the Pasuk says, L'Moshcha. When they eat it, that means L'Moshcha, Bidash, that means the Gdula. They could eat it the nicest and the most respectful way. Kederech Shamalochim Eichlim. You have to eat it the way kings eat it. If you like to eat it with wine, with honey, very good. Habiyas eating nice in a respectful manner, that's the way you're supposed to eat it. And Rashi says, Lamoshka means, Gabi Matnes Kunaksiv. Lecho Nesatim Lamoshka. The Torah says, these Matnes Kuna was given to them, Lamoshka like Flagdula, to be respected because of it. So have a right to eat it anywhere they want. But, V'yayasura Melam Lachomics. The only thing they can't do with them in Chariz, they can't just let it become dough, become chametz. The pasuk says, Loi toifu chametz, chelkom, that the kohanim cannot even bake their chelik, the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, they're not allowed to bake it to make it into chametz. Chametz is also. The number of Shimon ben Lakish, afilu chelkom, loi toifu chametz. Chelkom means even their chelik, even the chelik that's not burnt on the mizbeach, the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, that goes to the kohanim heat, even that portion also, there's an issa not to make it chametz. They can't let it rise to become chametz. Kol ha-menachas. Then what says, Kol ha-menachas, a toin shemen u-levoina. So Mar says, "V'chol ham nachas tuna shem levayna." Is it true that every mincha that's brought that has to be added to the flour, oil, and this levayna? V'ika minchas chayta. There's this minchas chayta. Minchas chayta. The Rachmanam Rater says, "Lo yosim ala shemen, lo yitin ala levayna." So minchas chayta means a saita. So you have this minchas saita that you don't have shemen, you don't have levayna. Sakaman says here, oh, then has it on it. No. The Rashi, no, it doesn't mean mincha saita. Rashi means mincha saita. Rashi says, havu achet. Somebody brings a mincha on his own chet that he did. The metame migdash. Somebody went into the base of migdash when he was tamei. Rosh Hashua say this. Hashua is bitoy. The stiv hasan. Kids, the other averis that you do, you have to bring korban mincha. So there were those kabbalists, it also says, lo yosem ala Hashem litin ala levayna. So our Mishnah says, Mashma, the only one that doesn't have it is only a mincha saita. So Mar answers, Hachikam, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol ha-menachas tu neshem and levayna, o boyas menachitim, o boyas silas. All menachas have to have oil levayna, and made from wheat, and from very fine flour. Minchas chayta, now these menachas did you bring for the averis that you did. Afal pi shena tu neshem and levayna. True, those menachos do not need oil and levayna, but it has one mila to it, that bo menachitim, it's brought from wheat, or bo silas, and it's brought from very fine flour. But the worst of the worst is, no, yet another jag is mincha soimer. Now the mincha that they bring on the second day of Pesach, for the mincha soimer, afa pi shivo menasoim, even though it's less, that it's even brought from barley, but a koponim tu neshem and levayna, you have to put oil and levainer there. Or bo gerish, and it's also brought from very, very fine flour. You have to sift off this barley 13 times. But, vizu, the worst of all, is the mincha v'saita. Vizu, and the tuna loy shemen. You don't have to have any oil in her mincha. V'loy levaina, no levaina. Or bo minasarim, it comes from the worst of barley. Or bo kemach, and even the flour is not fine flour, it's very coarse flour. That's what the mincha is the worst, like the Mishnah said, since she did a ma'isa behema, we make her mincha also look like a ma'isa, like achilas of a behema. Tanya Amar Shimon, the din who really should pay mincha schoita to neshem levoina. Really, really, we should have to spend the money and put in oil and put in levoina there. Shlo ye choita niska, what kind of business is this? Because she did a navera, she gains on the deal. Usually we don't make it easy for a choita. But over here, how come, if so, how come we don't tell her to put oil in? We do not want a carbon to look nice. We want it to look ugly, the same type of an action that she did. When you bring a carbon chatis that you ate chalev, that you had to bring carbon chatis, she had to have the sochim, wine brought. Really, the person was didn't have ever, should not gain and save like the money. How come he doesn't have to bring it? Same thing, a person did a chet. He ate chalev. When he brings his kabonis, we don't want it to make it look nice. We don't want it to have a nesachim of oil, of wine brought. But the chatas of a kab of a mitzorah, the ashama in his carbon asham, to the nesachim. There, we make him bring nesachim. There, it doesn't come so much upon a chet of a mitzorah. Even though a chet caused him to come a mitzvah, but that he has to bring a korban now is like not as the chet, it's as he was a mitzvah. For the Ma'ani, it's not that way. Like, what do you mean a mitzvah is not because of a chet? You only become a mitzvah if you did seven averis, one of the seven averis. So Mashmi became a mitzvah because of an avera. So Gemara says, "Hosam in a gihu diyachak v'lei." It's from the nega you have your kapara. Of a kimaisi korban, that you bring your korban lishteruya bekodeshim udikomaisi. It's only for the sake of letting him now be able to eat kodeshim. It's not as the kapara. Elamiyatir so chatis nazir tetuna nesachim. The same thing when a nazir has to bring a chatis and became tamish. You also have to bring the nesachim. But vishena bol achet, because it's not coming on a chet. He didn't do anything wrong to nazir. So look, Reb Lezla kapu diyama nazir na michaitu. No, a nazir is also still like a did a chet. Like a nazir, since he's been mitzari himself, putting himself into pain, that's also considered a ksas chayta. Therefore, since he's a ksas chayta, we do not want him to bring a sochim by his carving. All right, stop here. You're holding off test above Amar Aleph on the bottom. Again, the last shayla was, we said that the kabbonis that are brought for a chet, I v'omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmin Amor Yenison al shiva dvorim negoyim boyim. I am mitzaru when he brings his chatis, it also comes across of a chet. It says that because the seven chatoyim, you become a mitzaru. So Gemara says by a mitzaru the pshat is also minigi yehudi chapalei al tietzem nega. The yisurim, the pains that he have, that he has to have this nega, that alone is a kapara for him. Therefore, kimaisi korban, when he brings his korban, the korban chatis, that's nishteruye v'kodesh shemudu kamaisi. It's only for the purpose to enable him to be able to eat kodshim. Therefore, the chatis is torah nesochim. Elo mayativ, so the kashu was chatis nozir teitunah nesochim. If a nozir becomes tamei, then when he becomes tor, he has to bring korban chatis. So chura, that chatis should have to have nesochim with it. Why? V'fi shein avu alachet. Because there's no chet involved. He became tamei. He didn't do it on purpose. Even if it happened to Yonis, he has to bring a korban chatis. So who the nozir did not do a chet. So how come by a nozir tamei, his chatis does not need nesochim? So Gemara says no. So belok rebeleza hakapir. To yoma nozir nami chaytahu. A nozir is also considered a chayta. The fact that you mekabel upon yourself to be a nozir, and befratim you became tamei, that you have to remain a nozir a little bit longer, we say really you be mitzayir atzma. It's called a chet because you're making yourself into pain. It's hard for you not to drink wine so long. Therefore, it's called the ksas chayta. That's why its chates does not need nesachim. Now, the Mishnah said, the Mishnah explain how come the mincha by a soita is missing so many things, because since she did a ma'isa behemah, therefore we let the mincha also be a ma'icha behemah. So Gemara says, Tanya, we learn like this. Omer lehen Rabbi Gamliel lechachamim. Rabbi Gamliel said back to the chachamim, Seifrim, like he called them chashuva people, Seifrim, is henichuli, leave me, give me a chance, v'yad v'shenu. Let me explain what I mean to say, kimin chaymer, like a very sharp and good thing. Let me explain what I'm moisif in my chat more than what it said in the first Mishnah.